Chapter 3. A New Life. The police could not calm the crowd. People were shouting and running everywhere.
Close down the freak shows! It's wrong! It's evil!
I looked for Tom Norman, but I couldn't see him anywhere. Some midgets and other freaks were hiding behind the wagons. The long-armed man waved to me.
Merrick, come here! Hide with us!
I stood with them behind the tent. We watched as an elegant woman in a clean grey dress stood up on a soapbox.
We must stop this inhuman practice, she said. It is cruel to pay money to see these curiosities. These poor souls are not animals. They are not entertainment. They are human beings.
An old lady in the crowd shouted,
She's right! They're turning London into a zoo for the deformed!
A young man started to shout,
Close down the freak show! Close it down!
Then the whole crowd joined in,
Abolish the freak shows!
The police tried to calm the people, but they didn't stop shouting. Finally, the police surrounded the circus owners. The crowd shouted insults at them.
Terrible tyrants! Throw them in jail!
Hang them!
Suddenly, I saw Tom Norman. Two officers were putting handcuffs on him. My old boss was going to jail. His black hat was over his dirty face. As the officers pulled him to a wagon, our eyes met. Tom Norman's face was filled with sadness. I felt sad, too. He had not been good to me, but I still felt sorry for him. Now, it was his turn to be treated like an animal. As night fell, the crowd and the police disappeared, and only we freaks were left. Sam Roper and his midgets, Harry and Bertram, invited me to ride in their wagon to the East Midlands. I didn't have anywhere else to go, so I joined them and the other freaks from the show. The wagon passed through many poor neighbourhoods as it left London. The roads were full of mud, and rats ran through the streets. Hungry children and old men begged for coins as we rode by. Their faces were covered in dirt from cleaning chimneys, and their feet were bare. Even small children had to work hard to survive. Freaks weren't the only people who had a difficult life. Life could be hard for anybody. We camped in a forest outside London. Harry and Bertram helped the gigantic fat man start a fire, and the bearded lady cooked beans and fish. Then they passed around a bottle of beer. But nobody was happy. For us, it felt like our last meal. As we ate, Harry said, I heard that they're going to pass a new law. Soon it will be illegal for us to perform throughout England.
They think they are doing us a favour, a midget said. They think they are being humane. But how are we going to survive now?
One of the Siamese twins said, I've got no idea. Where else are we going to be able to earn a decent salary? His twin nodded in agreement. In fact, all the freaks agreed. It would be nearly impossible to survive now. The bearded lady pointed at me.
Look at poor Mr. Merrick, she said. Where can he go? He can't stay in London. They won't let him work in a normal factory. They won't even let him live in the poorhouse.
The shows aren't inhuman, the tattooed man said. It's the new law that's inhuman. Where else is the elephant man supposed to go? Just then, Sam Roper said, Don't you worry, Merrick. We'll take care of you. Harry and Bertram agreed.
Of course we will. We won't let you starve. You're like family to us.
That night, while everybody slept on the cold, wet ground,
I sat up and looked at the night stars. I was lucky to have friends in such a big, scary place. And so, I joined Sam Roper's travelling fair. The midgets, Harry and Bertram and I, became good friends. We toured all over England together, but life wasn't easy. Times were changing. Queen Victoria wanted to put an end to gambling, drinking, and other sinful activities. But even people who liked drinking and gambling were against freak shows. Everybody was against them. Looking at us was considered worse than a sin, and it was illegal to charge money to see us. With no other choice, we performed in secret. We couldn't let the police catch us. But the police weren't our only problem. Many people in the audience were offended by our show, and especially by me. They were too scared to look at me. Sometimes, when Roper's midgets opened the curtain to my cage, the crowd booed and threw things at me. "He's a monster! Close the curtain!" On one occasion, Harry pointed at the crowd. He said, "You should be ashamed of yourselves. Leave this poor man alone. He's a human being just like you and me." Then Bertram said,
"That's right. He can't help the way he looks. He was born that way."
But it was no use. Wherever we went, people complained, threw things and caused problems. Eventually, the police were ready to close down our show before we even came to town. Finally, Sam Roper pulled me aside. He said, "Merrick, I've sold your contract to a man named Ferrari in Belgium. He says that there's work for you there. I've bought you a ticket. When you get to Belgium, Ferrari will be waiting for you. He will take you all over Europe, and you will make a lot of money. Hopefully, the police there will be more easy to deal with." "Am I going alone?" I asked.
"Yes. We will miss you, John," Roper said. "But we have to close the show. The police have destroyed our business. There's nothing left for you here in England."
Deep in my heart, I knew Roper was right. And so I took a boat across the English Channel to Belgium. It was my first boat ride. I watched as the coast of England became smaller and smaller in the distance. The sea was stormy, and many passengers were ill. I hid in the corner and held on to the rail. Soon we arrived in Belgium. I was dizzy from the boat, but I hurried to the train station to catch the train to Brussels. I sat in the back of the train so nobody would be scared of me. Through the holes in my hood, I could see white clouds, a blue sky, and lovely green fields. I was a long way from London, but maybe I would find a new home here. In Brussels, my new manager was waiting for me. He wore a fur coat, leather gloves, and shiny black boots.
"My name is Ferrari," he said, "and you must be the famous Elephant Man."
I nodded.
Ferrari said, "Take off your cap and your hood, Elephant Man. I want to check what I'm buying."
Slowly, I lifted my hood. Ferrari laughed and said,
"Great! You're even uglier than I expected. We're going to make a fortune."